Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, kids, how the fuck are you? This is Off the Wagon. I am Gons, and let's welcome a very, very high on life host, the one, the only editor in chief of the Dope Fiend Daily, Scott Simmons.
Scott, this is Scott sitting here reporting in with my sausage and spinach sandwich.
You know what? I'm glad to know that people can learn that you are such a professional editor. You take your title very serious. And
I also want my damn, like, pudding, too.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to get chocolate pudding with this.
I mean, it's wow. It's just a breath of fresh air to know that you really do. Not only are do you run the Dope Fiend, you are one. That's always reassuring, kid.
That it is.
You are running. So how are things going over at the lovely, fine, esteemed publication that you run?
It's going well. It's got I have a lot of content, but you know, I could always use more, and it's still working on the new form.
Oh yeah, what is that? You moved up in the world. You're no longer running on Facebook. You've moved up there, Weezy. You've got a new high real estate.
I've also been thinking about including face pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. I know a guy that he runs a esteemed publication, and you know he includes face pictures. I'm just saying, it makes it pop more. So that's what you should do.
Oh, is it someone from the Rye Whiskey Review?
Yes, it is. I have to say, man, that you know that publication is incredible. But the author is a bit of a dick. He shoots down my work all the time. It's kind of sad because I am him. A little weird, but you know, huh? You know, self-loathing, man. What can I tell you? I take it to a new extreme.
No, you're not the duck, man. The duck is neither of us.
Oh,
the duck
okay. Yeah, the duck actually writes you, and guess what? When you write Santa Claus, that's really Santa Claus that writes you back. That's if you write him in July. A little weird.
Santa Claus is a Jew.
What?
Yeah, Santa Claus is a Jew. He never gives me he always gives me off-brand toys.
Wow, Scott, so glad to know that you bring in the racial humor. That's very classy. Let's keep that one up. You know.
I am stoned, so cut me some slack. Give
yeah,
me liberty or give me bold.
Yeah, it's... I think you spent... You know, I told you that the green room, the special refreshments were for real guests in the green room, not you. You had a little bit of that spray-on cheese.
Hey, I
want very high quality.
To be important.
Yeah, well,
okay.
You know, I can't blame you. I like to pretend too. Why do you think I have a show?
We can't be like you, John.
So I'm sorry. You know, don't be mad at me just because the treehouse I just fell down. I told you we had to have nails.
Look, it's my business where I jizz and how often I jizz.
Oh, God, I've told you time and time again. Will you stop with talking about bodily fluids? Are you fucking nuts? What are you, Pee Wee Herman or something?
I thought you said jizz just now, but I couldn't hear you.
No, nails. So we needed nails to hold the treehouse together. That was the joke. Jesus.
Oh, I didn't hear the joke. I thought you said, like, nailed. I thought you were, like, nailing me. I was like, no.
No, I'm not. Why would I nail you? You know, wow, God. We're not gonna say what you like in your personal life, but, you know.
Like,
hey.
It made me scared.
Oh, you don't have to worry. Don't fear. Just turn on your Winnie the Pooh nightlight and everything will be okay. Grandma will be in to tuck you in pretty soon. I think this will be the only episode we actually put the editor in chief. This is the only episode where we actually put the editor in chief to a magazine to bedtime. We have to read you a story and everything.
Look,
we're having people
really
call
don't trust that goddamn Winnie the Pooh keeps the shit. He's a bastard. You can't trust an old friend. You know that?
Yeah. I just think it's great that we really set the bar so high, man. I mean, I think I had a little – ever since we added a green room, it seems all the guests have a really good time. You haven't heard the episode I did because – well, yeah, you have, but we haven't aired it many places. I'm just saying, that green room is awesome. Those crackers and spray-on cheese, I mean, forget the, like, 15 different bottles of liquor in there, you know.
We need more sausage. We need more phallic-shaped items.
Oh, God, okay. I give up, you know. It's like I figured this would be kind of rough at best, being at Mr. Simmons is under the influence currently. Not of liquor. He is high on Jesus right now. He's just come back
look,
to
Jesus,
church. He gets you for it.
Look, Jesus is one hell of a fuck, okay? Jesus knows.
God.
He knows how to play.
Yeah, let's not get everybody trying to kill us. I'm just saying, man.
I'm sorry.
You know.
I'm just weird.
I know
right
your
now.
Agile sense of humor. Yeah, I know. It's fun to have guests on when they're inebriated. That's why I'm going to have everybody on. It's going to be the requirement, you know. And then we'll get some people from different countries going to be able to understand them.
Ask me a question, and since I'm all inebriated, probably can't you ask you one as well.
Okay, I have to ask you a question? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not that much interested. I mean, I would lie to you, but I don't really want to know about your Pokemon card collection. I mean, I know that you treasure it, but, you know.
Hey, Pikachu, you know, he doesn't mean shit to me. You know, I could eat Pikachu, and I wouldn't give a damn.
Wow,
you're
such a... You're a man's man, dude. That's what I admire about you. You know,
fuck Pokemon.
Yeah, you got Pokemon, and I know you've been hitting the gym lately, Scott. You've been trying to get buff. You've been lifting at least like 5 pounds. That's fucking amazing, man. You know, it's kind of like the Karate Kid, except you're not being trained by an actor to whoop some ass and learn the ways of the crane.
Dude, I quit going to the gym. You know why?
Why?
Because, I mean, what's the point? It's still me.
That's true. Oh, God, those, man. You know, what about the beach, man? I heard you were actually going to try to get a tan, you know, because you're the only person I know you can turn off the lights if you're naked and glow in the dark. You know, I'm not saying we know each other like that.
But you know what else happened on the beach?
What?
A mysterious sexual harassment lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot. You can't leave the house. You're still under house arrest, you know. And no matter what you people think and what those signs say out in the yard, Scott is a really great guy. He loves children.
I'm cuddling with you.
What? Are you?
I would
cuddle with
everybody.
Okay, that's a good one. You're going to kill everybody? That's nice, Scott. I can't wait
for
you to submit. What?
I'd cuddle everybody. Cuddle.
Oh, you'll cuddle.
Give
there
a
you
big
go.
Hug.
Okay. Wow, I must just be Let's having...
Go nice.
It's been a violent, frustrating week, so yeah, wow. Americans aren't crazy. You're saying cuddle, I'm saying kill. That's very nice.
Well, why don't we do both? It'll, you know, give me some of what you want, some of what I want.
No, I told you. We can't actually hang out together. I mean, I don't mean anything. Like, you're a great friend and everything. I mean, I'm not going to give you my home address, you know.
Well, mine is 301. You can guess the rest.
Oh, I can give you your home address. You want me to – how about we call out and call your home phone?
not my home phone.
We don't want to get you in trouble.
I can give the audience the first three letters of my street address, 301.
Okay.
And can I give it my zip code?
Sure. Why not, Scott?
My zip code is 77536.
Okay. Wow, that's just fascinating. I mean, I don't care if you leave your window open and the door unlocked, Scott. The women are just not going to come find you. It's not going to happen.
Well, if they just show me some tits, damn it, or at least let me know that, like, some asshole has some kind of fetish for me.
Yeah, you probably can get the latter. I'm just saying, and classy statement there, buddy. Just you're a classy guy. That's what I like about you, man. You're a real true intellectual.
Look, I'm a scholar and a gentleman.
Yes, I know. You're refined. You know, that's why you take chicks out on a date. You take them to the theater. You know, you have a monocle, you have a cape and a cane. It's like, yeah, no wonder you're never going to get laid.
Or the park so we can play with each other.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not going to talk about what you do to make extra income.
Hey, all I'm saying is Greyhound bus station 7 days a week, baby.
Wow. So what have you thought about the other guests we've had? We've had really great guests on here. You know, people that I actually want to talk to. Not that I don't want to talk to you, but, you know.
I like all of them except Tracy.
Oh, you know why? Why?
Because she was the only one that disliked me.
Oh, wow. We've got a little internal. It's like a street war now.
We got a feud here, yo.
Uh-oh. Wow, it's going to be like you're going to start having your own battle songs and raps, and it's just going to be awesome.
Exactly.
It's going to be, I can't wait, and I'm stuck there in the middle, you know. It's like, you know, of course I'm not taking your side. I mean, duh, who would?
You damn well shouldn't. I want you to get laid. Jesus.
Oh, my God. You know what, Scott? Thanks. Thanks for that one, pal. You are, wow.
Can you get wet? Please.
You know what, dude? Seriously.
What?
I'm supposed to air this show, and certain people who do co-host the show, and particularly with the best co-host we have, and also in real life.
Oh, I was just fucking around.
Yeah, you were fucking around, and you know all the bullshit that thanks. Thanks to you, you fucking prick. I am going to, just for that, I should call your house and tell your lovely grandparents you're on the air.
Okay. Is the show going to have to be deleted now?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm not going to delete the show.
Jesus, I won't do that
again. Because, duh.
Because
you said something crazy? Wow, that's a fucking shock.
I'm sorry. Cub Scout's honor. I'll try to do it again.
Okay.
So,
well, we'll just edit that out. That's all editing, Scott. You'll never hear. I'm such a good editor. You'll never hear this.
Okay, John. Look, I'm sobered up enough to ask a question right now.
What's that?
What has been the worst part of editing? And have you ever are there any rights that you've gotten that are just awful? Not without naming names.
Without naming a name? No, you know what? In all seriousness, for the Rye Whiskey Review, that's the Rye Whiskey Review, I have a lot of people I've personally contacted, so no, I haven't had any horror stories. I've only had one person come through. Well, I'll take that back. We've had two people who got through the submission process, and the rest were all invites, and so, no, I didn't have anything like that. And for your second question, what is the worst part of editing? Actually, you know, it's been pretty damn smooth as far as that goes. I haven't had any, you know, I've learned, wow. Well, I figure if Scott can do it, I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything, but, you know.
No, I don't blame you, man. I mean, like, I'm surprised I get up and put on my pants in the morning.
Yeah. No shit. I have to, yeah. I am so proud of you now, man. You're doing so wonderful. And you're going to have a new theme.
Yeah.
And isn't it a week? Isn't it coming up soon here that you're going to do on the dope theme?
Yeah, the roast week. I want all of you people to hate me in the...
Well, that's not going to be hard to do.
It really won't be. And damn it,
I mean, I want
to be hated on. Like, I want, like, as many low blows you guys can get. Like, you can talk about my masturbation habits. You can say, you know, I jerk off alone and cry because, you know.
Oh my God! Yes, that's yeah. We don't really need to see that. You don't have to worry about intruding on God's life.
You can tell
out there.
You can tell them that I'm barely literate and I'm an editor.
Well, I don't think it's that. It's just you've got
I know.
You have other important things to do, like watching porn. I mean, you've learned
exactly.
You learned from the great master at writing, and you went. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't have a refund when you went to Gonza's poetry school.
Well, look, porn is the only television show I watch, and I tried to watch the news the other day, and Jesus Christ, that was confusing. I mean, they don't even have clips on the news.
No, yeah, it's there's a lot of seasons of what you like to watch practically every day. It's almost like the news with naked people and no news at all. Wow.
Exactly.
You're a classy guy, dude. Well, besides porn, what else? Go ahead.
Hey, it's the European Naked News Program.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch
Europe. Oh, so that's how you get your news. Unless a human being is taking off their clothes, you cannot focus in on the news. That's good to know, Scott. I mean, the new generation, we have so much. We should just give up now.
Look. Just accept the apocalypse and you'll be happy.
Yes. You are you're firing on all cylinders, pal. You're going to start a turf war with our other co-host. No wonder it's going to be so easy getting her on the show now.
Hey, she'll get on the show. She'll counter me. I get on a different show, counter her. It'll be great for ratings.
You really know how to win the folks over. That's what I like about you, man.
I watch wrestling.
You pretty much
so
are like sandpaper. Yeah, you're smooth as sandpaper.
Sandpaper's pretty useful. I can rub it on stuff, and I can make it all baby smooth.
Do not pretend you work. Oh my God, you have the hands of a China doll, fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I actually have sanded thumb stuff before.
Oh. Wow, I didn't I bet that hurt.
Yeah. It did.
I told you, man, you can actually shave. You don't have to sand it off.
That lying bitch.
Yeah, I know. Wow. And ladies, by the way, I know you're going to find it shocking, our listeners out there, all five of them. And we want to say hello to Ryan because, he's one of our listeners.
Oh.
But,
as far as ladies go, I want to say something. I am very, very single.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you ladies should be surprised, but young Master Simmons is single and he's looking to mingle. So,
I'm looking for all kinds. Looking for all kinds. If you want a borderline psychotic, doped up writer/artist, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, don't listen to him. All his drugs are all prescription. This is not the party animal. Just saying. It's like, hey, Scott, you want to grab a drink? Well, no, man, I'm not allowed to have anything. I'm only allowed to be hopped up on 20,000 pills. You don't need alcohol. You have enough. You're basically, they have to peel you off the ceiling most nights.
They just don't understand how to climb the mountain.
That's true. You're a misunderstood genius, like our favorite person, Tommy Wiseau.
Yes, I am.
You just,
I am.
The 10-year part, Lisa. Yeah,
Lisa.
I know. Yes. Tell him, Scott.
Okay.
Let's see. Can you do it?
Lisa, you are tearing us apart.
Jesus, you can't even have emotion in that. That's sad that you can't even act emotion even in a guy that can't act. Wow. It's amazing
that
somebody is a better actor than you. Yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, God. I just love
okay,
that
you
see that
now.
You want to be in that. No, I'm I'm allowing you. This show is all about you. It's all about the all about the Scott. No trouble. I'm just saying. But anyways, no man. Yeah, you're doing good. With the dope theme. You've changed it up. You've got some fine writers over there. How you get them, I don't know. But I think they're scared you're going to come to their house or something, so they just send you work
you know,
your way. What?
It doesn't bother me. I mean, that's probably to do with some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's,
I'll also send them nude pictures, so if they get bored, I can motivate them.
Scott, I don't know who that would motivate, you know. Of course, I don't know. That one chick that's been you've been sending money to that you haven't actually met or actually talked to, but I think she's going to be a wonderful, wonderful lady, you know, once you send her 500 more bucks.
Yeah, she's a Russian, and she's just real nice. She calls me like idiot, things like that.
Yeah, and well, the pictures she did send, I mean, they look really, oddly enough, it looks just like Kelly Clarkson, but it's not her. She's a dead ringer for her, actually.
No, it's like Kelly Clarkson, except she has a bunch of muscles. She's like ripped, ready to put me in my place.
Well, you do like a strong woman. You love empowered women, just for the ladies out there that know that he likes the women to take control. And he, you know,
exactly.
If he's been bad, he doesn't mind a little discipline.
Spank the fuck out of me, all you women out there.
Yeah, there you go, Scott. That's so nice. I'm so proud of you, man. You know, I mean, for your birthday, you got that ball gag that was, I knew you could put that to good use. I mean,
you know,
so anyways.
I really could.
I mean,
that
it was used, but hey. Huh? What did you say?
Best Hanukkah present ever.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was. My next door neighbors aren't gonna miss it at all, man. I mean, you know. But anyways, you know, you shouldn't get any diseases or anything. I mean, I don't think ignorance is catching, although it seems to be lately.
John, I already got it.
No, you're just crazy.
Yeah.
We're not gonna insult our guest. How dare you? We have a classy show.
Well, look, let me say one thing about the guest that's on right now.
Yeah.
That Scott guy is one ugly son of a bitch. Jesus, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, well, I'd agree with you there, but hey. You know, I mean, I believe in telling the truth. That's why I had to reject your work recently. I mean, you know, Scott, I was like, yeah, we do know each other, but duh. But, I mean, you know, it's like I'm teaching you a lot of things, man, and your submission fee, I mean, that's normal to have to pay $100 to get published. I mean, that's just teaching you really work ethic and shit. And
why wouldn't you
really
why wouldn't you accept a foot rub for publication instead?
Why wouldn't I accept a what?
A foot rub instead. Nothing weird. I mean,
what are you in a fucking storm? Were you in a storm? Are you outside again?
No, I'm just on my bed. There's all this crap on my bed.
Oh, Jesus. I love that we have the nap time interview with Scott Simmons.
I know.
Man about town.
That sounds great.
I don't know how we ever can pin you down, being you never leave the house. you heard that.
Well,
you kind of got excited. You thought we were going to tie you down. But no.
Well, there is one secret I have.
Okay.
Sometimes late at night, I'll get the butter and I'll rub it all over my body, get myself nice and greasy. And
yeah,
just
then slide down the stairs.
Experience.
Grandma told you can't do no slip and slide down the stairs no more. You fucking, they've had to draw walls. They can't fix the walls no more.
No. I covered up because I'll lick up all the butter.
Yeah, I bet you do. God, Jesus.
Oh,
no,
I
what's your dog for?
Yeah, get the dog.
Yeah. God, you really, if there is any soul that's out there that takes pity upon Scott, seriously, he needs some help. I mean, you know, I understand if you have to charge, but you know, Scott understands that, and he'll pay a fair wage.
I will.
I mean, he'll argue with you on the price, but that he's very cheap. The same. So that's why Yeah, Scott, I did hear something about the dope fee, and I think people are really going to be. I think I'm going to break it here for you because we talked about this.
What is it?
That the Dope Fiend is becoming a paying publication. I am so thrilled.
No.
Yeah, it's okay, Scott, to finally admit you're going to pay
high
price of $1 per write. I'm going to send you 500 writes next week. What?
No, John, it's not paying. It's not paying, man.
Well, I do know certain people who write for your site that really sure wonder where their pesos are. So it's like, I know I got my money.
God.
I don't know about everybody else. It's like, you don't need to be so secretive, man. You just pay the really awesome writers.
Look, I pay you all through my humiliation.
Oh, yeah. You pay us through your fine publication. Yeah.
No,
you're right up there
you
with
my
the top.
It's just humiliating.
Well, that's true.
Berate me.
Yes, they get to berate you. You have a weird thing. I mean, I'm not saying Scott likes pain, but, yeah, he also wants you to kind of – he's going to have the spank the editor week, too, which is going to be a little strange. I don't think anybody's going to take him up on it.
Come on. But, I've been very dirty. I've been very, very dirty.
You've
I'm
been
a
very
bad boy.
Wow, no wonder other people on this show don't like you. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not trying to start shit.
Look, just because I tried to force everybody in the show to sexually harass me, I don't see why that would make them not like me. They just didn't.
I don't know,
they
man.
Just did not want to harass me. I feel strong.
Well, I mean, you kind of look like Buddy Holly and McLovin had a child. I mean, you know, who could resist that? You're basically like the yuppie Rod Stewart.
Buddy Holly got laid. He had a wife, and she had a miscarriage.
Oh, God, yes, she did. And, yes, Buddy Holly did get – well, he was a rock star, dude, duh. So, you know, maybe it was the early days. It wasn't the greatest time to be one, but, you know, still. I don't think anybody's going to confuse you with a rock star.
Yeah, they probably will. They'll be like, sup, Scott, where's your autograph? Where's my autograph?
There's your autograph. And Scott, if you want a performance, Scott also is a fine musician and be happy to play at your wedding. And he doesn't charge.
Oh.
He just likes to get together there for the free cake.
I also entertain children.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'll just shoot some blanks off around and keep them in line and keep them from misbehaving.
That just sounded so wrong, man. If
it's
people don't know, Scott
kind of
loves firearms, then this is a great example about people who have firearms. Scott enjoys having – this person has a gun. That's what I like. That's what – I feel safe.
I only handle guns when I'm in a normal mood. Thank you.
In a normal mood. Okay there, Dan and Nicole. But Jesus, man. You are just – yeah, you are all over the place. Wow.
Yes, I am.
You are a classy editor. So, folks, if you want to submit to a place where the editor's probably – you think you have problems, you don't have to worry because he has – trust me, he is fucked up on so many things.
Look,
you know,
it'll cost
and
the dope fiend for nothing.
That's true. I'm glad to know you. You stand by your convictions, man. You are
– I do.
Yeah.
And then you
but you're going to beat those charges.
I will. And I love most of you out there.
Most of you. There's still some people you hold the grudge against.
I do. That can't be named.
That can't be. No, you already named them. Trust me. For your last little comment, I still haven't heard the end of that one, so I can't imagine from this one.
Not all of them, John.
God, no. You're just. Oh, remind me next time we hang out. When I buy some pills from you, that you deal, I'm just saying, and you live in Deer Park, Texas, you know, but you always do give a fair deal. Like I said, Scott, it's quite normal to take old VHS tapes to trade a payment of drugs because you are a collector.
Well,
you enjoy those movies.
Look, here's my my payment, you know. I take
mm-hmm.
the pill and I exchange
mm-hmm.
the pill to me. Transaction
right.
over.
You pay it forward, quite literally. You're just a you're a noble person.
Yeah, it's because I'm trying not to get people like you high that don't need to be high.
That's true.
I'm helping
you.
You
give a pair, Shay. Thank you for this, Phil Scott. They're wonderful. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I could do the drugs you do. I think the drug I do is bad enough. But, No.
Just get some Adderall. It'll make your day perk up, and you'll be fine, all right?
Oh, that's true. That's good stuff. I don't think you're supposed to snort 4 or 5 pills, but, you know, hey,
well,
you rock out.
Suggest.
Yeah, you, like, who needs to take it the pussy way? I'll just, you know, you're the only person I know when they ask you that they were going to give you Adderall, you say, hey, can I get that in suppositories?
Those are my favorites.
Yeah, but like I told you, man, you can't get vitamin suppositories. It's just not, it's a little weird. You need to quit asking to take all your pills that way, you know?
Well, okay, and this is not about anything, John, but goddammit, I have a question for you.
Oh, God, okay, shoot.
Why the fuck does Santa Claus not get me the shit I want? I want whores, and he's never given me whores.
Well,
that guy is
you know, Scott, I've dealt with this issue myself many times. Because I wrote him, especially around my birthday, because I thought, you know, he celebrates a certain person's birthday. Why not celebrate another? And, you know, because great people deserve special days. I mean, I'm not saying I'm great, but, you know, I am very spiritual. But, as you know. But, yeah, no. I don't know, dude. I'm sorry that, you know, you really should, I hate to tell you, but you got to remember, your Christmas list probably runs through your grandma, and I don't think she's going to go out there on the mean streets of your neighborhood and go pick up prostitutes for you.
Okay,
you know?
Well, I have a theoretical question.
Mm-hmm.
If you stab a karate man for fun, does that count as being naughty?
Yeah, I've been kicked your fucking head off. Yeah, no. You've been banned from the dojo. You know that. You can't go onto that property anymore.
Like
you know.
I just don't get the big deal. I mean, he was threatening me. He said, "Ooh," you know, and all those sounds. I was scared.
I know. And then you urinated yourself. I'm like, yeah. It's like you would be the greatest point karate man of all time. You would just cower and fall down. You would never score a point
exactly.
in your life. It's
hey,
kind of like never
secret.
Scoring or getting laid. You don't have to worry there.
I can tell you the secret to endurance in karate.
Hmm.
You gotta learn how to drink your own urine.
You have to learn how to drink your what?
Drink your own urine so you can stay in the game longer.
Oh my God, what is your weird obsession? You know, I know that this is really sounds weird. It's like, John, you are a okay writer. You're now an editor. I'm adding so many things to the list. And
mm-hmm.
you also hang out with an editor who's a little bit younger. And is insane and thinks now that drinking your own urine will give you special powers. Like, dude, I was just joking
well,
when I said that.
it's just scientifically proven, you know?
No, it's not, Scott. It's not.
I'm fucking
you are not.
You.
No, you're not. You need to tell the truth.
I was fucking with you.
Yeah, well, Grandpa was pissed when he went in there and got that container of what he thought was apple juice. It was like, wow, Scott. Wow to you. If somebody
well, he deserved
wink,
it.
Wink, wink to them.
He deserved it. All I can say.
Yeah. You and Grandpa have a great time, didn't you? You know what? You should talk about Grandpa on air. Why not? And that way, if he ever hears a show
okay.
and somebody just literally passes the link on to them, I mean, I don't know who would do that. I mean, some person with no tooth. But
God,
you,
well,
and, you and Grandpa
right.
love work doing projects together, don't you, Scott? You just love
oh,
the time
no.
you spend with
dude.
Grandpa.
Okay, and one little story. We had to get my bed
yeah.
frame into here. We had to move
uh-huh.
all of that and set this up. And he was so obnoxious the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to drop the bed on his foot.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's
you just,
see.
It's so
another
nice
time.
If he ever hears this.
I
yeah.
know. Another time I went down to Subway. He didn't tell me what he wanted. He said, oh, let me have a Reuben. Well, they don't even serve. And then he described it as a sandwich with all the meat on it.
Uh-huh.
So I just got a meatball sub.
Yeah.
So what he did was whenever he got home, he saw he had a meatball sub. He looked disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just picked off the meatballs. Like, I guess I'll feed these to the dog. And threw the sandwich away.
Are you shit? Wow. He didn't get his Reuben sandwich at the Subway.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. Is he kind of delusional about money? He's like, here, go get me this. He'll give you 50
well,
cents.
Well, in the 1990s, my uncle went to get him some milk. So my grandpa gave my uncle $1. And he said, I want change back.
You got one little book. They just, yeah. They don't want you. You don't screw with their money, man. They will go off.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I can tell that. Yeah, Scott, I have to give you one thing, man. I can tell that the pills are really, really kicking in, and they're doing so well for you. You seem to be perfectly mentally balanced. You pretty much insulted everybody you possibly could in a short amount of time. Well, so I'm gonna give you props, man.
I love you all still.
You do. You're filled with love, or shit. I can't quite tell, but you know.
Mostly shit.
What?
Mostly shit.
Mostly shit, yeah. Well, I know you, so I know you are. Wow. So anything else in coming up in the dope fiend or anything you want to push? I know that you recently had, you didn't even plug the easing, you recently had work up in a fine publication. I mean, it's such an illustrious magazine to be in. The Rye Whiskey Review. Once, yeah, I don't know how you got in there. Well, I do. You
that
paid,
was
but that's
great
okay.
publication. Yeah, that duck
is.
Guy is really cool.
Yeah, I know. He wrote you back and everything, Scott. He's going to...
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's like
I,
Santa
I
Claus, except he's
back,
real.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, understood.
You're going to go out drinking someday. You're going to fly into town. And you'll, yeah.
I
can see you two
going
to the bars. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go to the park and start feeding the ducks alcohol.
Yeah, the duck would die, dude. Their liver is
no,
not as quite as... Yeah, no, no. They're, of course, they're designed to drink alcohol, my friend.
they
live in water, mostly. Well, it's, nothing lasts forever. You know, and it's just a duck, right?
Well, shit.
God, don't say that we'll get the animal rights people after us.
Yeah, it's just bullshit to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's not get Scott on his politics, because this is the guy you want to talk in politics, the guy that literally is floating in the studio right now. It's like he's loaded with helium, you know.
Look, I'm not
floating. I knew we shouldn't put them
levitating.
Those nitrous containers back there.
I'm just levitating, John. You can't understand.
Yeah.
You can't understand this process.
Wow, man.
Also,
you're like one of those Buddhist monks. You have magic powers. You've learned the way.
So I broke my nail clipper.
You broke your nail clipper, and that pertains to writing and what's going on in the world. How?
It's just disturbing me right now because in my hand and it's all broken, and I can't fix
it. I'm sorry, Scott. Something tells me that you'll get another. I mean, you can always write Santa Claus. I mean, it's, you know, he's not busy this time of year.
No, Santa Claus, look, I already gave him what he wanted this month. I'm not putting my ass out again on the streets for him.
Well, I don't think that's Santa Claus. I don't think that man driving the Cadillac with all the fine ladies and, you know, his name Huggy Bear, I don't think that was Santa Claus. So, you know.
I want my Huggy Bear.
Wow, you know, such a mature person who still watches cartoons and
I know.
Nightlight. Like, wow. No, you really are the professional editor. You are the epitome of what professional
exactly.
editing.
Exactly.
I mean, you're right up there, man, with the big time. You're up there with the big leagues that don't pay anybody either. That's how I love how people can be snotty about things. We are the most respected magazine out there. We don't pay anybody shit, but we're respected.
Exactly. Look, I respect you, and, you know, I would probably have sex with most of you.
Oh, Jesus. You know, one of these days, there's going to be some fucking nut that hears you and is going to take you up on that and going to show up at your door with, like, in a complete leather suit, you know, like, out of that movie, like, 8mm. It'll be called Machine. He'll be, like, he'll be like 300 pounds, fucking 6'8", looking to whoop your ass.
Well, I'm ready for it. I submit.
Wow.
Just
oh
like you
God.
Should submit to me. Anybody listening to my madness.
Yeah, to your magazine. He doesn't quite literally mean the other way around.
No, I said
you're not
going to
have a hard time
magazine.
Getting submissions at all after this one, man, Ron. It's like I was like, you sure
probably.
You want to do a show? This is
yes,
this
damn it.
On Jesus.
I have to prove that the dope fiend lives up to its name. I am a dope fiend.
I know. Yeah. You're almost like a badass who's really not one. Yeah, you know, I would have to worry about Scott, you know, like stalking you or anything, because that means you'd have to leave the house. And he's still under
look,
house
baby,
arrest, so.
Look, I can tell you one thing. I'm like a badass, except I do nothing badass. I'm not ballsy. I'm nice.
Yes.
I'm pleasant
yes,
to be
yes.
around.
Aww.
And I'm
Scott,
goofy.
You know, if you do one of those things, like, for a dating site, they used to have these things where you'd have tapes and shit like that, and they would record you to get to see other people. If you were trying to, like, be on a dating site, go ahead and fill it out right now. Describe Scott Simmons as a person.
Actually, I do have one, a Plenty of Fish profile.
No, well, now, just explain it. Just Matt, you sell us you now, unfiltered.
No,
I want to hear this.
Can you guess what my Plenty of Fish dating website name is?
What's that?
Deranged Artist.
God, deranged. The artist part, maybe not so much.
Well, I think I was trying to put quotes around artists.
Yeah, artists, I guess, yeah.
Like
artists. And how do you describe yourself, Scott? What are your interests? What are you looking for in a woman, besides a pulse?
What am I looking for in a woman?
Yeah.
Serious or not serious?
Either one will be pretty fucking funny.
Okay, serious.
Okay.
I think someone that's really loving. I would like to
mm-hmm.
be very independent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like them to like help take care of me whenever I need it. I'd like them to be
God.
Able to cook, because I can't cook at all. Or
oh my God, you just want a mouth. Scott, if you're listening, Scott wants to be adopted. He's 20 years old. He wants to be adopted. He wants to
adopt me, mommy.
What's the mommy? He's kidding. He wants to kind of. He'll go backwards. He's like Benjamin Button.
I wanted to be kind of shy.
Yeah, I could see you as one of those adult babies, man. Like you lay in your little crib, your little diapers.
I mean, if I didn't have to piss in the diapers, you know, I could live with some of that compromise.
Oh, yeah, you are a little bit of a germaphobe. You'd be a very advanced baby, but you probably, you know, you are scared of heights, so you might have a hard time getting out of your crib.
I'm not scared of heights.
While Olga takes care of you and me.
I'm not scared of heights.
Yeah, you're not? No, obviously you're not. You're on the ceiling right now, quite literally. Wow.
Heights are scared of me, dude.
No, there you go. Yeah, is it true you're not allowed to go in the zoo anymore? I mean, I told you, that's not how you go big game hunting. Scott really doesn't know very, he thought he was cultured. He's, I'm going to do like Hemingway, you know. But I told you, man, you can't shoot those animals in the zoo.
Well, I thought that big gorilla was asking for it, and you know.
He thought he was
grabbing
the wall. I know, but
yeah.
Next time you need to take something more than the flare gun.
Fine. I'll get my 30-30 next time. I'll get it done.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. And talk about that and make everybody mad, too, because Scott isn't going to go hunting anytime soon. He is not the great white hunter, I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I'll have to wear my little African safari hat, too. And
yeah,
start speaking
and your matching pink belt. Yeah, it'd be great, man.
No, I have to start talking
about you.
Oh, lovely, lovely hunt, John. Lovely hunt.
I know. Well, I try to tell you, Hello Kitty doesn't mate a hunting elk, but you're very. Scott is particularly. He loves different culture, especially those that come from Asian countries. So.
Yes, I do. I
good,
go
good luck with that one,
there.
Scott. I can really see you dating some. Yeah. Yeah, good luck there. I wish you all the best in your dreams.
Well, most of my dreams are wet dreams.
Oh, God. You know, really, like, seriously, who would have guessed it?
No, I'm
I
just
mean,
fucking with you. I'm sorry.
No, you know, you're not.
Well, I'm not, but.
I'm not saying you spend a lot of time alone, but, you know, you got carpal tunnel and you never touched a keyboard in your life.
Oh, I also sometimes talk to my pillow.
Yeah, well, you mean your girlfriend? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And don't do the eyeball on her. That bitch is funny.
I know, you're very funny. I would not know. No, no. I would not, not that I would ever hang out in your house, but yeah, no, I wouldn't I wouldn't get near that place. I'm just saying.
And don't go to, for your own safety, don't go to the bathroom. Seriously,
yeah.
God, don't go to the bathroom.
I know. I know there's cameras in there. You have some weird fetishes. I mean, I'm glad that you're so honest with people there.
Yeah, that's like the one room that even I'm afraid to go into.
Yeah.
But if you want a really normal night's sleep, just sleep at the attic.
Hmm. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's the most fun. That's where you grilled all the holes through the ceiling so you can you know, through the floor of the attic, you can look down on people. Yeah. That's a weird, weird thing you have. Just saying. Especially because, you know, you live with your grandparents. It's a little weird, Scott.
Well, look, can I make a quote from Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Don't go down to his basement. Just say. It puts a lotion on the skin. So if the FBI is looking for anybody, go to Scott Simmons' house and look in the basement, and I'm sure you'll find some person. No, I'm kidding. Scott's not—he's not tough enough to hold anybody hostage. They would just beat him up.
I also don't have a basement.
Oh, you don't have a basement? Wow. Well, because you're in Texas, they don't have any basements in Texas.
Nope.
Okay. I don't fucking know.
Not in Houston,
I don't live in Texas. Okay,
well,
you checked all of Houston.
Yeah,
you checked all of you. You know,
long and hard.
That's your place. You know, you own it. You're the mayor.
Yes, I'm the mayor, dictator supreme. And I know.
Oh my God! Wow, you really learned. You really shouldn't learn from history the way you do. I'm telling you, some of those people you learned in that history book were not nice.
Well, I didn't read the book. I just watched the movies.
Oh well, yeah. I forget, you're younger, so, yeah.
And, or play
you know, Transformers isn't based on real life, Scott. I hate to tell you.
Yes, it is. How can they put it on TV if it's not true?
Well, I know, but, you know, Optimus Prime, you know, is not your leader. I'm just saying.
Don't you talk about Optimus that way. Don't you do it.
I know. You're still wanting to get that new Optimus Prime figurine. I'm not going to call it a doll because Scott doesn't play with dolls. But,
yeah, it is not a doll.
No, it's an action figure. But sad part is the action figure is the only thing that's seen any action.
It is a figure of action.
He is. He's very popular. I heard he has a good time with your Malibu Barbie.
Stacy's such a bitch.
Who is?
Stacy.
Stacy is a bitch.
Yeah, Stacy's a bitch.
Who the hell is Stacy?
Yeah. It's that bitch Barbie doll.
Oh, I don't know. I don't play with Barbie, so Scott, I can't.
I call her Stacy because to me she just seems like a bitch.
Oh wow, that's very nice. So anybody out there with that name, just remember, I didn't say it. Scott Simmons did. Don't blame me.
Hey,
I'm just an asshole playing on air.
Look, I'm just saying. I don't have a problem with you fucking me. I just have a problem with not fucking me.
Okay. That's good to know, Scott. You're a romantic, man. You're like the new Byron.
I am.
Minus, like the talent and skill and the... Yeah. Mine's all that. You're just like him. I mean, you're a horny fucker, so there you go. But that happens when you're...
But, John, aren't you... Okay, John, I want you to be real with me.
Yeah.
How many women do you think you hooked up with?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's such a wonderful question. That's
just
lovely,
to be an
Scott.
Asshole.
Just to be an asshole, yeah. Well, more than you. Anybody can beat your record. I know 13-year-olds
okay.
that can beat yours.
How many has Uncle Terry had?
Your Uncle Terry? Well, in Uncle Terry's imagination, the numbers are vast. In Uncle Terry's reality, I know that he's been married twice, so I at least know there's been two. So, and he's reproduced.
Okay.
That's fucking scary. A lot of people wouldn't know that Uncle Terry is a very good friend and he's a mental patient. But, you know, hey, what do you expect? I talked to Scott. I have a really soft place for mental patients, and myself included.
I'm just special.
You are special. I'm so sorry. That's right, Scott. You're a winner. I'm just saying. Well, you know, Scott, it has been a great having you on the show, but they're telling me that now that they're showing up to take you to the back to the asylum, back to the home. So, and to the little rubber room you like to be in. Don't let them in this time, Scott. You know, you
have
to revolt.
They're going to have trouble grabbing me. I'm all lubed up still.
Well, please put some pants back on and don't lay with your ass up in there.
We'll see, John. But it was good talking to you.
You're a pervert. You make everybody around you a pervert. I used to be a normal guy until I met you. Well, not really.
I'm not a pervert. I'm just very perverted.
You're just quick on the whip. That's why we like you. That's why you're such a great editor.
Exactly.
And that's why you should know, kids, if you ever dream of being an editor, you know, don't dream it. You can be it, just like Scott. Just live the dream. That's what he's doing.
I am the American dream.
Wow. What did you do, Herd?
I hit myself with the ball by accident.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. Well, some dominatrix that may listen to the show, because, you know, we have such a great, classy audience. It's some dominatrix.
I've been a bad
Scott
boy.
Really needs somebody to give him a spanking. I'm just saying. He just didn't get enough of him in life.
Oh, Jesus, my back hurts.
Okay. Well, before Scott puts himself in the hospital, we're going to sign off. And, Scott, it was great having you on the show once again. So professional. And if you're looking for a publication to submit to, remember the Dope Fiend Daily is waiting on you. What?
That was good to be on. I did the Dope Fiend Daily with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been great being on here.
All right, buddy. It's been great having you, and we will talk again real soon. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Scott, I'm going to say adios. And next time, everybody, stay crazy. This has been Off the Wagon.